Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
On the Fan, 888-808-1019. Before we get to the baseball, BT, let's get a couple of calls in here real quick that we're just talking about what we were talking about before. Andrew Manalpin has a solution for us being bald. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, what's up, Sal? So about 4 years ago, I used to go to a barber shop. I would shave it down. I started losing my hair. And the barber that I went to actually got trained by the guy. It's called microscalp pigmentation. Hmm. Pretty much what it is, it's a tattoo. And it's permanent. So what they do is they just shave you down to like a buzz cut, and then wherever you're balding, like a normal tattoo, they match the hair pigmentations and they fill it in, and it looks like little hair follicles. And it's probably by far the most natural thing you could do, because up until this day, if I didn't tell anybody I actually did it, nobody would ever have known.
But do you have to continue to give yourself haircuts?
Well, yes, because the hair grows on top of it.
Yeah,
so
to me, that defeats the point, Andrew, and thank you for the call. Billy Giacalone, who works here at BT, behind the scenes. Yeah, he had that. I remember Boomer and Geo making a bit out of it years ago.
Years ago.
Yeah, so, like, we're familiar with that.
I am.
But if you if you told me that I could do that, and it would give me a little bit of a better, like, hairline where the hair grows in.
Okay.
As opposed to the complete, like, widow's peak, you know what I'm saying?
You would do it?
If it were... like as tight as it could possibly be,
uh-huh.
And we're even, and it didn't grow back,
mm-hmm.
I would consider it. If it's growing back, that defeats the purpose. I got to give myself a haircut anyway.
Well, I think it's going to grow back in spots, because as they add the tattoo, it's sparse for you and I up top if we don't shave.
Right.
But there's still going to be places where it grows. Like, I still get it on the sides.
I know.
A little bit on the... So why would you do it?
Well, I guess my point
I would never do that. I would never... Billy looks good. I would never wait. Why am I going to waste my time with that? Getting tattoos on my head?
Yeah.
Like Bam Bam Bigelow? Stop.
No, it's fine.
Look fine.
I wish there was something to completely eradicate all the hair.
Oh, that's different. I wish I could do that, too. It's a pain in the ass.
Because everybody thinks, like, oh, you're bald and it's an easy maintenance. No, it's the exact opposite.
If I
had hair, I wouldn't have to worry about it for a month.
It depends, you know, if you do TV, if you're neurotic about it, obviously, you know, you've got to, and I've got to keep it, you know, we choose to keep it, you know, you almost have to time it out. Like, it's a weird thing. So you and I both generally have scruff. Yeah. I just shaved my beard probably 3 days ago, and I probably won't do it again for a while. Just every couple weeks I'll shave it, right? But I am at the point where I'm like, okay, if I have to do this on Saturday, I've got the game, or I'm got to film this TV show, or I'm going to a wedding, and I want to, like, I've got to plot out when I'm going to actually shave everything, because I know how long it takes to grow back. It's a pain in the behind.
Yeah, I hate it. Do the same thing. John is in Wayne, New Jersey, wants to talk about the substance, and Demi Moore. What's up, John?
Yeah, how you guys doing? We watched that the other night, and your screener said no, you know, no spoilers, because he hasn't watched it yet. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely, for the first 45 minutes, she looks unbelievable, by the way.
Yeah, it's worth a look just for that. I mean,
she's my age. You know, I'm 63. And even my wife, who's older than me, said, wow, she looks great.
Yeah.
And then it turned into this maniacal, like, mashup of a horror movie.
It was bizarre.
Huh.
It was the most bizarre movie I've watched in like 20 years.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, John, and thank you for the call. And that's kind of the point. Like, I think it had the potential to be good the first 45 minutes or whatever. I wasn't exactly timing it, but say roughly the first hour or so, and then it just goes in a direction that is like, I can't even comprehend it. I certainly can't give away any spoilers. I don't want to do that, but it's worth a look. Yeah.
Is it like The Sopranos when Christopher comes out with Cleaver? the horror movie?
Yeah,
like, even, it just takes a strange turn. Like, what are we doing?
Even worse, but yes.
Okay.
Even more bizarre.
All
yes.
Right.
I don't even know if I would say it's worth it. Like, I'm not a horror guy.
I used to be. I told you. I don't like him anymore. Yeah. Once I had kids, I can't watch that
I'd
stuff.
Be curious to get Hoff's take because he is a horror guy on this.
Yeah, by the way,
this, like, Demi Moore's up for...
I think she won.
I believe it. She's up for an Oscar. She won a what?
She won something. I remember seeing her on stage a couple of weeks ago.
I'm pretty sure, Hoff, she is up for an Oscar for Best Female Performance. That movie itself won something like an original screenplay in Cannes or Cannes, whatever you call it, in the film festival. Yeah.
In France?
Yeah, exactly. But
yes, you did speak recently at an award show.
It was actually so bizarre, and I thought so bad at times, where I thought to myself, A, who is the individual that can actually come up with this stuff?
Oh, they're...
And then B, who are the individuals that approved that this guy came up with that stuff to greenlight this to make it a movie? That's how ridiculous and bad it was at the end.
But yet it's winning awards, and she's getting lauded for her performance.
She's getting nominations. She's got Best Actress for a leading role, Academy Award, Golden Globes. I mean, the last time she's been in awards was like Best Kiss in 1994.
Was that a decent proposal?
Let's see. Yeah, probably.
Remember that one?
Yes. Good movie.
Great movie.
Yes.
I remember that as
a young one. Big fan. Yep.
Yeah, that was a great
one. I've always liked her. I just always liked her.
I've never been the biggest Demi Moore fan.
Really?
Like, yeah. What else did you watch? Like
G.I. Jane?
Striptease.
Striptease, for sure.
I haven't seen that one.
Striptease was also with Elizabeth Berkley, right?
I'm trying to think of what... Oh,
that's Showgirl.
Was she in Ghost, right?
Demi Moore?
She was in Ghost.
Okay, that one I remember.
That's a good call.
That was like her, you know, right at prime, maybe the beginning of her career.
Beginning. That was fairly early. That was a 90s movie, I think. I could be off on that. Yeah. I mean, she's pretty much an old-timer, man. Yeah. She's great.
All right, you want to get back? One more. You want to take this Tony in Deer Park. Tony, what do you got for us here?
What's up, fellas? So if I was going to have an indecent proposal with Demi Moore, I would take these gummy bears for fun. They're bears. There's a name that goes before the bears, but we won't say that on air. You're a porn star. Instead of going 18 seconds, you're going 20 minutes. Mm. I mean, you know, so hey, just throwing that out there. Secondly, my buddy went to Turkey and got his hair done. Got the hair implants there.
How's he looking?
He just got back, but I mean, it looks great already. It looks like
He got implants or he got the tattoo?
No, he went to and got the hair at the back of his head implanted into the top of his head.
I just don't care enough to even think about doing that. I hear you.
It's too much.
Yeah, some people. Listen, I didn't like my hair anyway when I had hair.
Yeah.
Because it was like curly and I couldn't wear it.
I would shave it off.
Yeah, I couldn't wear it the way I wanted to. Like, so I just, you know, you got to remember when I was going to high school, like the floppy. You know, think like J. Crew catalog. Like that was like the
I used to have the mushroom.
You know what I'm saying? Like yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Like I do know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Man,
like that. Only it was maybe to one side back in like the early 90s. I always just kept the side shaved, right? And I just remember I was very frustrated. Like when I was a kid, all my buddies would get flat tops because they had pin straight hair, and I had curly hair, and I would get a flat top, and for like 2 days it would be straight. I'm like, oh, this looks awesome. And the curls would start coming in. I'm like, flat top's gone in 2 days. So I've never liked my hair. So why the hell would I go to Turkey let alone up the street, and have them take the hair from the back of my head and put it on the top when I never liked my hair.
Yeah,
that honestly, I was always very insecure about my hair. I really was. I just hated it. I didn't like it at all.
That wouldn't pique my interest either. However, those bears that he was talking about, that might. I mean, I don't have a problem with getting ready, but as my wife would say, oh, you tell everybody else all the problems on the air. Why don't you ever tell them that you're a one-minute man?
What? I thought you said three-minute man. Yeah. Are you going to actually go here?
I mean, I'm just, if there is something that can help out with length, not like.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I know.
Duration.
Understood. And listen, if you're going to go to the party, you may as well hang around as long as you can.
I've never really been long for. I don't care, dude. You know what I mean?
I don't care.
It's a difference. Oh, 2 minutes, 60 seconds.
She got mad at you a couple of weeks ago. He comes in. I got to stop there because it's your story to tell. But
Oh, did you ever tell them that? Well, yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
When you told me in Hoff, we were like, oh, my God, she actually said that to you.
But I didn't know there was something for that. And maybe we could.
You know, I don't know.
Those bear gummies.
Sal, I think at this point, honestly, I think there's something for everything.
Yeah, I know. That's
I
true.
Really do. What is there not something for?
All right. Anyway, let's get back to the sports if we can. Quick adjustment here. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. So my
comments. Some baseball numbers. Yeah. Let's go.
We'll do the Pecota projections in a little bit. Before that, I have a couple of bones to pick with you.
No.
Ironically enough. All right. Hal Steinbrenner, I thought you let him off the hook.
For what?
Come on, dude. He's saying, oh, we don't have the resources to keep
they
up
don't.
With it. They're the Yankees.
I understand that. They're not the Dodgers. The Dodgers are worth $322 billion, the Guggenheim Fund. He's worth $1.2 billion. Do the math.
He could spend a lot more than what they're doing. I'm
Dude,
sorry,
he's got a top three payroll. What do you want him to do?
More and not come up with the excuses. Like, it's nonsense to
me. I don't think it's an excuse. I honestly don't think it's an excuse. If I thought that Hal was like really shortchanged. I would say it. You know, I got no problem saying that. The Yankees were just in the World Series. They bid almost $800 million for Soto.
Yeah.
All right, he wanted to go to the Mets. Didn't want to give him the sweep.
But they
didn't
want
to change precedent. Oh, well, whatever. They had the highest AAV for Yamamoto. I know you can poke holes in that. Well, they didn't really want him. Okay. But if he took it, they would have been on the hook. I mean, they got a top three payroll again. They gave Judge a gazillion dollars. They got Garrett Cole. I mean, they're going to be in play for Tucker if he hits free agency. Yep. What's the complaint?
Yeah, well, the complaint is that I don't want to hear how, you know, taking second seat to anybody. You're the New York Yankees. Start acting like it. Oh, well, they do what we can't do, this and that. The other issue, maybe this is a bigger issue because, you know, I guess I have to get used to a world that the Yankees aren't the dominant force, which I still have had a hard time getting used to that, right? You're accepting it as a Yankee fan. Me, as somebody who didn't grow up a Yankee fan, I have a hard time accepting that they're accepting being less than.
It's not an acceptance on my part. I didn't mean to interrupt on that, but that's important. It's not an acceptance.
Okay, well,
it's a recalibration of the sport, and it's an understanding that things are just a little different.
Well, that's what I have a hard time wrapping my head around. It shouldn't be that way. But it is. We got to play second citizen to the freaking L.A. Dodgers? Like, it shouldn't be that way with the New York Yankees. Maybe the bigger issue, and like I said, if it is that way factually, then I just have to evolve and open my mind to, wow, the Yankees aren't the evil empire anymore. They can't do
what the Dodgers can. They've been the evil empire for years.
Yeah, I know. I'm still not buying it. I think they could do more. Anyway,
okay.
The bigger issue that I had with Hal, where he said what a lot of fans feel, and I'd be curious to get your take now that it seems to be definitive that this is the roster that we're looking at going into spring training with from the Yankees' perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Hal said that they're better, and I don't think they are.
I agree. I said the same thing.
The manager was in here with us, disagreed, flat out.
Well, I mean, listen, I think that the Yankees going into opening day, assuming they do nothing at third base, and I think that you're right. Now, if they're able to trade Stroman and shave off whatever, I know we're jumping around, but to your point, they shouldn't have to trade Stroman to go and do something.
Okay.
I'm going to give you that.
Yeah, okay.
But there were a lot.
It's $18 million. Come on.
I know. That was like a broad statement, so I wanted. But I get it, but like specific to that, yeah, I'm going to give you that. All right.
That's operating on Yankee-like, where in years past they would eat their mistakes, and that's what made them far greater than anybody else. All right, teams have closed the gap. The Dodgers specifically, sure. But this is a spot where it's like, oh, the Yankees have to go into opening day with their third baseman, potentially DJ LeMahieu, because they're tied down to the $18 million that they mistakenly gave Stroman a year ago.
I still think they'll do something at the trade deadline if they have to. Yeah. And then otherwise, if they don't, you know, and if like third base is a complete eyesore, then I would be stunned and I would have a problem with that. And I would certainly say that on the air. I think that the Yankees right now, listen, eliminating the star power of Juan Soto is unappealing on every level. You know, he made everybody better. He made the pitching staffs, the opposing staffs work harder. He is a one-man spectacle. He is absolutely tremendous at his job, okay? But what the Yankees have done, I just think they're a better, more well-rounded team. Doesn't mean they won't miss Juan Soto with certain things. It doesn't mean that I don't wish that they did everything that they did and kept Juan Soto. Of course, if right. I'm going to be greedy, sure. But
you heard Boone trying to basically not let Yankee fans down easy, but like, hey, the reason why we got to the World Series was because I'm paraphrasing. He said it in his own words. Yeah, and also it's going to be impossible to replace that.
Yes, I understand that. But what did the Yankees do? See, just because they took a different road doesn't mean they're not going to get to the same destination. You know, it's just they're going to plug it in differently. Are they going Waze? They going Apple? Like, there's different GPSs to navigate how you're going to get there. And it doesn't mean that they won't be as good. There's also no guarantee that they get back to the World Series, clearly. But I look at this team, right, and I say, all right, last year it was the Judge and Soto show, and the starting pitching kept them afloat early, even when Gerrit Cole was down. Well, Gerrit Cole's back healthy. Is he still quite Gerrit Cole? Probably not 100% of what he was, but because he's getting older, but he's still a beast, right? Now you bring in Max Fried. You have Clark Schmidt. You have Louis. Like, they are almost attacking a strength. So it's an unconditional revamping and facelift of who they are. They're doubling down on the starting pitching. And oh, yeah, by the way, first base and center field Judges, and not just because of the pop-up in the World Series. Judge was defensively, metrically, very poor in center field. He's not a center fielder. They are better in center. They are better at first. They will be better at second with Jazz, which is where I think he's going to play. And defensively, I'm talking about. And now there will be a drop-off, I think, from Verdugo to Dominguez, certainly to start from a defensive perspective. But the Yankees had a lot of defensive holes last year. They really don't now.
I'm just going based on what I feel combined.
And the bullpen's better.
Well, I mean, the bullpen wasn't bad last year.
It's better, though.
Neither was the starting rotation wasn't bad last year.
It's better, though.
Yeah, but their offense is worse. Their lineup is worse. But
it's worse in terms of having that mega star. But in terms of being able to piece together, you know, four or five hits, a couple of walks, you know, those crooked, like, I just think there's more balance. I know that sounds good. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, it's February here. Yeah, but you know what? I mean it. Like, and I'm telling you straight up, like, I wish Juan Soto was still with the Yankees. I've told you that. It sucks that you guys got that. You know, but you won. The scoreboard will forever read in the Juan Soto negotiations, New York Mets 1, New York Yankees 0. There is nothing to say. You got him, and I hope he plays well for you guys. I really do. But the team that the Yankees have now built, in my opinion, there is nobody who can tell me that it's definitely worse. And at the very least, be open to it being better. You want to say I'm taking it a little bit too far? Okay. But when you strengthen three or four areas and you lose one guy, the math is not as good as that one guy is. The math is still not adding up for me. I think the Yankees are a more polished, well-rounded team on paper.
And first of all, it has nothing to do with the Mets part of things. I know that that's where he ended up going. But from a Yankee perspective, I think it's going to hurt them. Ask the manager. We did. Listen to the quote. It's up there. We have it on social media, whatever, YouTube.
Yeah, but I think you're what quote about the Judge and the Soto?
Yeah, well, you know, he was, yes, exactly
well,
that.
Because we said a lot. I just want to make sure say it again.
Yeah, basically, and again, I'm paraphrasing, but you could tell that he was insinuating that it is going to be very hard.
Well, he's right.
But that's the point. So to sit here and just say, well, I think we're better, which the owner said, you're saying that, I think a lot of fans, oh, yeah, we're better off. He said flat out, this idea that we're better off without Soto and like that, that's nonsense.
Well,
like, that's what a lot of people were trying to say, is it, maybe it was coping method, who knows, but the reality is you lost Juan Soto. The manager himself said it, that it is going to be near impossible to replace. He didn't say this, again, I'm paraphrasing, but he said that the reason why they got there was because of Soto and Judge in the lineup. You know what type of hitter Soto was? Like, that is, just because it may be different and may look to fit a little bit better does not mean that it's going to be better for the New York Yankees this year, minus the superstar Juan Soto.
Listen, I don't think that. Now I want to see him play left field here. You know, whatever.
Dominguez,
he's going to absolutely. I would imagine obliterate. And if he doesn't, then he's just not the guy. Whatever Alex Verdugo did offensively, Dominguez is going to crush.
Right.
You look at the way the Yankees opened the season, first base, Rizzo was shot, and we know the Gleyber experience right away. Yeah, I know Goldschmidt was not going to win the MVP, but he's just a better player than Rizzo. You got Jazz Chisholm at second, who's better than Gleyber. faster, more athletic, more power. He does literally actually have more power. People don't really associate that because of the one big home run year that, that Gleyber had back in the day with 38 home runs. I think it was 2019. But Jazz Chisholm stole 40 bases last year, 20 home runs.
Right.
And he's going to be here from day one. So I just, again, this is going to play itself out. There's going to be some nights, Sal, where I grant you this, where Judge is 0-for-4 or, God forbid, banged up, and there's no Soto, and it's going to look a little weird. There's other nights where this lineup is going to just look better than it did a year ago. It just is.
Pitching to that lineup, to me, is going to be a lot easier without Soto, Judge, back-to-back. Every time that came up, it was, hold on to your seat.
I get that. I know it was, but that's the one spot. And there is residual impact downstream. Mm. Like, when you've got a fight for, let's say, 8-9 minutes straight, literally, in real game time, 8-9 minutes, Soto, Judge, back-to-back. That is arduous, and that's going to bear itself out later in the game. I agree with that. But if there's three other holes at the bottom of the order, which there was too often last year, that aren't there now, it won't be the same in-your-face exertion, but you're going to have to be better and more efficient for a longer period of time because the Yankees' lineup is longer. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, with all that, we have the Pecota Projections, which is their win total system, whatever, this ridiculous system. They come up with predicting wins. I don't know what they are. I haven't looked at it. We'll go over that with Hoff when we come.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Back as it pertains to both the Mets and the Yankees, and get your calls in as well, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
I'm sad alone.
The Fan, 888-808-1019.
All right, so we're going to get to these baseball win totals. We have not seen them. Real quick, though, speaking of totals and speaking of numbers, you know I look for this every Monday right around now. The latest AP Top 25 poll is out. I want to see where St. John's was going to be. They have jumped up 3 spots, so they are 12th, all right, which is their highest since 2000. 2000.
12th is the highest since 2000?
They have not been as high as 12 since 2000 and something else, and this will be tomorrow. We'll spend some more time on it tomorrow. Marquette's coming in. Now, Marquette lost to UConn. at home over the weekend, and Marquette was, I want to say, 7th or 8th. They dropped a few slots. They're now 11, so it's an 11-12 matchup tomorrow. It's going to be great. But the last time St. John's was actually in a matchup meaning they were one, and the other team was also a top 15 team, was 1999. It really is just,
huge game tomorrow night.
It's massive.
You know what? Hoff, you in? BT, can you hook us up with those seats again? You get those floor seats for us?
I got to hook them up with my buddy Booney. Booney's going. They're out. Aaron Booney. He's going.
Booney took my seats.
He took the seats.
What do you mean?
He took your seats. He took the seats.
It's the seats that you got for us.
I understand that. I only have so many levers to pull here.
Buddy. The seats that potentially that you did get for us that you could potentially get for us again.
I didn't say that I can't get them for the Creighton game, maybe, for you guys, if you want to go back February 16th at 3 p.m., whatever it might be.
All kidding aside, I could feel it. Like, you have been living in it for years,
yeah,
doing the games and being a part of it. Where when I start to get involved with it, now you're really saying, like, it's cutting through to the outside.
Oh, and there's a lot more people like you than me. 100%.
Right, but the fact that they've gotten my attention, I know I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Where you pay attention to the Johnnies, you see the rankings, and now we start to get excited about the Big East tournament. I'm even more excited probably for this year's Big East tournament than I've ever been before, because I have a legit rooting interest. Where in the past it was, Syracuse and UConn, whatever. Mm-hmm. But now I really want to root for Patino and St. John's, so I want to look forward to that and them getting in the tournament this year. So, it's now becoming even more mainstream, and that is a big matchup tomorrow night.
It's a huge one. Place went bonkers when Guidari hit that shot. Now, they gave away a huge lead real quick, though, too. Yeah. And there's one thing that jumped out. So, St. John's was up by about 19, mm-hmm. right? They were just absolutely waxing them. They were destroying Providence. Yeah. They're up by basically 20 points.
Honestly.
Did you really?
I put it on, and then I saw them get that huge lead, and I was like, all right.
You thought it was over?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I did too, right? So, but this is why Patino's special. So after the post game with Mink, I go in, and I always like to sit on the press conferences, the opposing coaches sometimes as well. But I wanted to hear what Rick said. And, I forget the way it was framed to him, Rick, well, how does it feel to be relevant, this relevant, and, 19-3? And he's like, I forget, it was asked something like that. And Rick's response was, we should have lost. Like, I'm not even happy. Think about that. Like, St. John's has been invisible this entire century, and Rick Pitino, after a win to go 19-3, is like, yeah, this guy missed this assignment, this guy didn't do this, we didn't do this. It was just a look into how he processes success. So it's no accident that St. John's is really good with Rick. Tomorrow's going to be insane.
Yeah, that is the sign of a great head coach. All right, let's get back to the baseball here. We'll get back to the calls in a second. 888-808-1019. We mentioned before, Pakoda has their projections out today. You want to guess first, BT, what you think?
Yeah.
Let's start with the Yankees.
Let's do a little guessing.
What do you think the Yankees have?
The Yankees. All right, weaker American League. I would say the Yankees over-under is about 93.5.
Do we know what it was last year, Hoff, by any chances to have those?
I don't have those ratings, but I can look real quick.
I'm going to say, because I know Pakoda, I'm going to go lower than that.
I don't know Pakoda. Are they generally more conservative?
We do stuff on SNY. Instead of the Pakoda projections, I do the Licata projections.
Okay.
Just because I think it's so ridiculous that they do it, so I've paid attention to it in years past. I'm going to say that they have the Yankees at 90.5. Could Ooh. Be wrong. I'm going to go lower than
okay.
that.
Last year, it looked like it was 94, to be fair.
Wow, okay. So then maybe it's higher than that. I'm going to go 90.5. What would you say, BT?
I went 93.5.
I'll go 91.5. I'm going to go 91.5.
Huff?
Lower, both.
See? I was right the first time. I should have stuck with that.
They have them at 89.7.
Yeah, and that's pretty
See?
Easy money right there.
I went based off of my knowledge, knowing that Pakoda doesn't know what the hell they're talking about. I should have stuck with my guns.
I'm going to have to adjust you on the Mets now. All right.
Although, I will say the one note that I saw on that before, what did you say it was, Hoff? 89.7?
89.7, yeah.
That, I believe, is the highest in the American League.
That's accurate.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Who's second?
Wait, hold on. That wouldn't add up. This is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What do you mean?
So, think about this. So if the highest team in the American League wins 89 games, I don't think the math adds up. You'd have to have somebody won more than that.
I think it's just
based on the myth.
I think it's just projections. Again, I don't know if it's like literal to the game. Again, it can't be because it's 89.7.
They have a lot of teams winning between 81 and 89 games. They have a lot of teams.
Okay. Who's second in the American League?
It's got to be the Astros, right?
It's the Rangers at 89.3.
Who's third?
Baltimore, 89.2.
Okay. Give me 4 or 5 then, too, if you have it.
Houston. Oh, no, let me double check. They have New York. The Yankees making the playoffs with 89.7. Baltimore making the playoffs with 89.2. Minnesota winning their division, 86.2. Texas Rangers, 89.3. And Houston, 86.9.
Hmm.
And Seattle, sorry. That's six teams. Seattle with 85.8.
All right. I mean,
Seattle made a move this offseason?
Again,
their first baseman
it's a little low.
They have one team that's like atrocious, and that's the White Sox.
If they have the Yankees at 89.7, what do you think they have the Mets at?
I'd have to say the Mets are around 84.5, 85.
I'm going to go same exact thing, 84.5. What do you got, Oz?
Do you think this is, and before I give you the number, do you think this is before Pete Alonso or after or without the fact
that? They're probably baking in the fact that they think he's going to come back. Hmm. I'm sure there's an element of
I
that.
I don't know. I don't know if they do that for a fact. They might just go based on right now, but I can't imagine Pete's going to move the needle. By the way, more on that tomorrow because I have some strong thoughts on the Alonso stuff that I didn't have a chance to get to last week. I'm going to guess 84.5.
You're both low.
Where do you get the Mets?
88.9.
That's a weird...
In that division?
This is one...
Pacoda.
Pacoda.
Yeah. Yeah,
they what the hell are they?
I forget.
Don't know. Yeah. Baseball prospectus. They have Atlanta at 92.4, the Mets 88.9, and Philadelphia 87.5.
What do they have the Dodgers at?
They have the Dodgers at 103.8 wins.
Okay, so they're not really conservative there, even though I think they're going to fly by that number. Roadmap.
They have the only team that's guaranteed a playoff spot is the Dodgers with 100%. The second best is Atlanta with 90%. The third best is the Chicago Cubs with 86.9% making the playoffs.
Okay. Right.
They have the Mets in the playoffs, you said?
They have Atlanta, the Mets, the Phillies, the Cubs, and the Dodgers.
The most interesting thing I take of this is that it plays to our conversation before. You said last year they had the Yankees at 90 what? Last year they had them at 90.
They had 94.
94 for the Yankees last year. This year, 89.7. So they would be more aligned with my thinking.
Yeah.
And the manager's thinking that, I don't know if they're going to be better than they were a year ago.
I'll find out. A couple months.
I thought you liked these projections and data and analytics.
I do. I just think that this one's pretty idiotic.
There was one, too, that we didn't talk about from last week.
What's Vegas saying? That's the one. That's the real roadmap.
By the way, they still said the Yankees are the best team in the American League.
I think it's always interesting. Like, numbers are interesting. I don't know what their method of computation is. Like, I don't know. I would put a lot of money on some team in the American League having 90 wins, and probably the Yankees and maybe one or two others, but the fact that nobody's over 90 wins tells me it just seems odd. Doesn't mean they can't be right.
Dove, you have something here you want to add?
How can the Dodgers be 100% in the playoffs before the season starts?
Well, they can't be. That's why this is a waste of time.
Right, 100%.
Yeah. Well, do you see what they did this offseason? They signed everybody and my mother.
It's still not 100%.
Not 100%.
Well, I mean, but that I respect that more so because it's more of a gut feel. Like, you can't tell me that the analytics say 100% chance because there's nothing is 100% chance.
Well, that's why you should leave a little, little 1/10 of a percentage point.
That's what I'm saying, but I like that gut, so I actually like that part of it.
They gave the White Sox, the Marlins, and the Rockies
0%?
A 0% chance.
Yeah.
You think that's true?
Right. No, they should have a chance, technically.
It should be half of 1%.
We didn't
think about the Mets 2 years ago.
We didn't do
or last year. I'm sorry.
Last year, right. Yeah. We didn't do the, I think it was MLB Network does the top five or whatever. Did you see this?
Top 10 players in each position?
And they
I think Pete was 5 at first base, I think I saw, right?
Was he?
I thought I saw that.
I didn't see that.
6, maybe?
Did you see the shortstop rankings?
I did. Lindor was 3rd.
Did you see even more than that?
I don't know what you're looking for. I looked at the whole thing.
They had your boy Bobby Witt. I think Lindor might have been 2nd.
Lindor was 3.
Okay.
Third shortstop. Unless we're referencing a different
poll. It might have been something different.
MLB, Lindor was 3rd.
There was one kind of one of these projections or whatever, and I thought it was MLB. It was from last week, I didn't bring it up. But less about Lindor, although I think Lindor was 2nd or 3rd, but Witt was behind him.
Yeah, it's
how is Witt? How would Witt not be? And you love him more than I do.
I think he's going to be the best player in baseball in a year.
Based off of the postseason, I think it was Seager. It was Seager, Henderson, Lindor, Witt. Right?
It was Henderson, Seager, Lindor, Witt, Betts,
so Lindor
Swanson,
was 3rd.
Correa.
Okay. Yeah.
Where was Volpe on there?
He's not on. Nor should he be.
I don't see him.
Got a lot of work to do.
starting the needling process.
That's okay. Hey, you can needle all you want, man. Hey, listen, you know, have a little fun. Get Pete in. Then he can feel really good about things. Get Pete first.
I do have Vegas numbers. Dodgers, 103.5. I have the Yankees at 92.5.
Yeah, I mean, that's what are the Mets on the Vegas
odds? 90.5.
That seems a little more consistent. Just total wins.
Win total, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll see. What does it mean? Really, nothing.
It means nothing now, but it's fun. It means baseball's almost here is what it means.
I do think it's interesting, though, to compare that same projection system from a year ago where they would have the Yankees now minus Juan Soto, but a different team built around
him. But you just can't wait to get those Soto digs in, huh?
It's not about that. I don't wish he didn't go to the Mets because I want him on the Mets, but if you separate the two, like, I just look at when I'm giving you this.
I know you do.
Yeah, when I'm giving you this take about this thought process, it's from the Yankee perspective. I think they've done a nice job in the offseason. I wanted one more piece.
At third.
And then I would have felt better. Bregman would have been my guy. Arenado, I didn't really love that to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. You know, Hal's not going to go out there and spend like the Dodgers. All right, fine. But then I could sit here and say, I don't think they're going to be as good as they were a year ago because I'd rather have Soto in that lineup and the lesser bullpen, even though it was still good, the lesser rotation, even though it was still good. I like that they built better defense and more balance.
Yeah, and flexibility, by the way. These are short-term deals.
Fair enough.
Goldie short-term, Belly short-term.
I wish it was more with Soto they should have done this.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah. If it was Soto that would have been optimal.
What do you have there,
just one last projection for you. As far as World Series goes, the Dodgers, 20.7%, the Yankees, 9%, and the Mets, 6%. Of chance to win the World Series.
Yeah.
It's interesting. What does it mean? Who the heck knows? But I know this. There's not a third base move that the Yankees can make today that would even put them in the same conversation on paper as the Dodgers.
Right.
So that's why I'm not going nuts. Yep. That's why I think, listen.
And they're still by far the best team in the American League.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Sal. Yeah. Like, if the Yankees had a lackluster roster, which I really don't think that they do, and we could debate if is it better than
they don't.
You know, they got a lot of things going for them. I think the Yankees are going to win 90 games with their eyes shut if they stay healthy and be a playoff team. I think they've got the freedom to evaluate what they need at the trade deadline. Now, if they were just like a C-minus team limping into the start, I'd say, hey, I can't have this because if you start, you know, 10-19, you might not ever recover. But I think they're prepared to win. I think they're built to win early. And then, you know, hopefully they'll make that move if they have to make one. And if Dominguez is a superstar, that changes things a little bit. If he's not, you got a different set of problems. There's just still a lot to learn about this team.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert.
Sal is in today, but since he can't really see, he missed his stop on the train, so he's going to be here, I guess, in like 10 minutes. Get him a C&I dog. I mean, just get him here already. All right, so, this is a rough start to the week. Or would you look at this, Hoff? Would you just look at what just happened? The microphone is broken. And I got it, dude. It's all right. I mean, I'll fix it. Oh, my, this is actually a real mess. God. I'm good, Hoff, honestly. I'll get a next break. It's absolutely, look at this thing.
What did you do?
I don't know. I didn't do anything.
All right, hold on.
You going to fix this while I'm on the air?
Yeah, because you need to have... Yeah.
Well, I can hold it. It's not a big deal.
Oh, my God.
This is what I missed? Jesus.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you, Hoff. I appreciate the effort, buddy. I mean, now things are... This is... All right, coming out 3, 2, and 1. Hey, what's going on, everybody? BT and Sound on the Fan. Whoa. Oh, there he is.
Sorry, BT. I don't know if I am so good to be back.
Good to
I
have you,
dude. I hate this city! I can't take this city! Running around like a lunatic for the last 15 minutes.
Oh, God. That may have been the worst
start to a show in the history of shows. And that's saying a lot, obviously.
Oh,
anyway,
my God.
In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. All right, we'll get back to the calls here in just a second. I promise we'll get you in before we leave. The road to New Orleans on the Fan is sponsored by Bet365. Has your feelings changed at all? I know we'll get more into this, obviously, as the week goes on, but the matchup from where we last left on Championship Sunday a week ago, or when we were in Monday a week ago, to where it is now as your gut feel as far as how this game might play out between the Chiefs and Eagles.
No, I still expect a close game. I do.
You have a side that you...
I don't have a sense yet who I think is going to win.
Are you rooting for...
I want to see the Chiefs win.
You want to see the... Wow. I mean, even your AFC guy, you want to see the Chiefs win?
That means nothing to me. I know some people gravitate to that. So I couldn't give a rat's behind.
Yeah, that's why I said, like, we're in an impossible spot here where I can't root for the Eagles, but my gut is saying that the Eagles are going to win the game, at least at this particular point. And as we get further away from Championship Sunday, I feel more strongly about that. I think the Eagles are going to win this game. I just have a hunch. And I don't want to root for the Eagles, but I also don't want to root for the Chiefs and Taylor Swift.
So go watch another movie with your wife's friend.
It's not the same. I love Super Bowl Sunday, the party. Yeah. Who's Kendrick Lamar at halftime. Man, I'd rather watch Beyonce, who won a Grammy last night. Anyway, we'll get more into this as the week goes on. Of course, the road to New Orleans on the Fan, sponsored by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Bill is calling from Caroga Lake, New York. Bill, you want to talk about the Jets coaching? Go ahead.
Oh, hey, guys. Big fan of the show. BT, I'm just like you. I'm a longtime Jet Yankee fan, diehard. And I disagree with their offensive coordinator hire. They needed to bring in somebody with experience. But to add injury to insult, their quarterback coach is a running backs coach. I don't get that.
Yeah, I really saw that. What do you want me to tell you? I mean, these are just names that nobody really knows. I mean, if I asked you, all right, what is their offensive philosophy? And you probably don't even know. And quite frankly, I don't even fully know either, so I'm not calling you out. It's just, it's reacting to a franchise that is never going to get the benefit of the doubt till they actually turn the corner, nor should they. They don't deserve it. And, you know, it's easy to expect the moves to fail. It's my hope that these finally don't.
Yeah, you have to hope, obviously, if you're a Jet fan, but...
But I do have belief in Glenn, too. The other guys, I can't vouch for them.
Yeah, I do.
Know.
I mean, there are legitimate things Glenn has said that I do fundamentally believe in and do believe that if he's allowed to change the people in the building, the culture will change. I don't know if he's going to be allowed to do that, and I also can't say that I believe in a guy who's a first-time head coach without an experienced general manager, without an experienced offensive coordinator, and who knows what the quarterback situation right now. So the next big domino to fall is, of course, going to be Aaron Rodgers. Sal in Brooklyn wants to talk about the Yankees. Sal, you think they're better this year or last year?
Gentlemen, hoping all is well. You guys are the best. Sally, feel better.
Thank you. Appreciate
best healing, as they say. No, BT, we're diehards, but I got to disagree with you a little bit.
Okay.
Goldschmidt for Rizzo, that's not even a parallel move, man. You're bringing in a 37-year-old with no legs and a righty in Yankee Stadium where you need a lefty bat.
You think Rizzo is better than Goldschmidt?
No, it's not who's better. You're trying to make a move to get better. That's not a move that's making you better at first base.
Okay, I disagree. I think Goldschmidt's going to be a lot better. Next.
You had that first baseman that signed for $6 million. Bell, switch hitter, that you could have got for $6 million, not 12. But okay, we'll let that go.
Okay.
Bellinger for Soto, not close. Another swing and miss guy. And you got nobody who's getting on base at a 40% clip in front of Judge. Volpe's still nowhere to be found. Uh-huh. Nothing at third base. We don't know what we're doing with Wells. And Dominguez is a question mark. Granted, pitching got better, bullpen got better, but they're still a swing and miss team, BT, with no athleticism.
I think they're going to be, I don't think they're like eye-poppingly athletic. I certainly give you that. All right, so let's put, no, there's no comparison with hitting, but you're talking about athleticism, right? So the whole Soto and right, Judge in center last year, Bellinger in center, Judge and right. What's the more athletic? It's obviously Bellinger and Judge. Now, the hitting takes a big drop from Soto, clearly. You know, and
Goldschmidt at first, much better than what they got last year.
No question. Now you're going to have Jazz for the entire season rather than via trade. And he did, I keep saying this, Jazz Chisholm stole 40 bases last year. Yeah. Gleyber Torres, he's in concrete, his feet. You know, Volpe, if he hits a little bit more, he's going to run. Dominguez, a better athlete than Verdugo. I get it. You know, Soto's gone, and Soto's a beast. Soto's also fairly a one-dimensional beast, and it's my belief that there's a chance for the Yankees to be a better, well-rounded team without Soto. But it's not going to be easy.
Gary's in Sayreville. What's up, Gary?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Gary.
Just one point. You're going into the season, even if you sign Soto, Cashman is still content to start the season with LeMahieu at third base. So that means they were going to do that either way, whether they signed Soto or not. I have a major problem with that. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, the offseason is not over yet. Let's see who, I know.
I mean, we're getting there.
I hear you. Let's see who wins the job. You know, I don't know. I mean,
We're about a week away from the offseason being over. You heard Boone say it right to our faces what the options are right now at third base.
Yes,
I mean,
I get it.
I think that's it for it. Doesn't mean they can't add at the deadline.
Yeah, there's
but
also
come
been,
on, BT.
They, well, I don't think they make a trade before the start of the season. I don't. But there have been trades made where somebody shows up during a spring training. It's not like it's unprecedented.
Sorry, it's going to be DJ LeMahieu again.
Yeah, I don't even think DJ's going to really be healthy. I mean, you might want to put him in there. So, listen, if DJ, here's the thing. If DJ LeMahieu's playing, this is why I do think there's a little bit of an overreaction to LeMahieu, because the other pieces are pretty good. But if DJ's playing, he's probably hitting. because if he's playing, that means he's healthy. And if he's healthy, I think he'll hit enough. Like, enough, not a lot, but enough. And if he's hurt, you don't play. And he retires.
All right, good to be back. Hopefully tomorrow's show starts a little bit better than today's did.
Get that mic fixed.
You've been playing with it all day long.
Yeah.
All right, that does it for us. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff. As always, thanks to everybody who called and listened. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back again tomorrow at 10 a.m. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We'll see you then.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.